Welcome back. I'm Laura.
I'm Jeffrey. Okay, remember that we learned about funny photos
right. In
part one of the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And something important that we learned is that the internet makes it easy to do this.
对，昨天我们有聊到有关这个迅速飙高人气的这个一些很怪怪的特别照片哦。那当然他们就是拜什么呢 ?The Internet 网络所赐。所以现在只要什么东西被 PO 上网疯狂这个转载或是分享之后就会受到大家的关注哦。
Yeah, so the Internet is a great place or thing, whatever it is, for something else too.
Right, 那要注意哦，当我们用 the internet, you have to add 这个冠词 the, and you have to capitalize the I.
Sure, sure.
网络。
Because it's something special.
Right.
It has a name, like Laura, Jeffrey, the internet. Okay. Anyway, this other thing that it can help you do is become famous, a big star.
Oh, but okay, not photo fads, right? They're funny, but it won't make you a big star.
Yeah, you're right about that. But there are other ways, and that's what part two of the lesson is all about.
So stick around. Internet crazes.
The internet is also a great platform for cute and hilarious videos of kids.Some show babies laughing, eating in a funny way, or even biting their brother's fingers. Others reveal future stars. Sophia Grace and Rosie are a great example. Sophia Grace is an 8-year-old with a great singing talent. Her younger cousin Rosie doesn't sing much, but dances and gives emotional support. The pair's musical act became an internet sensation, and the two are now child stars. It's amazing how a couple of fun videos can make ordinary people famous.
Word power!
Platform. Platform. Joining the show, American Idol, is a great platform for young singers. Joining the show, American Idol, is a great platform for young singers. Bite. Bite. Bite, bit, bitten.The puppy happily plays and bites a bone. The puppy happily plays and bites a bone. Support. Support. We showed support for our country with flags at the WBC. We showed support for our country with flags at the WBC.Ordinary. Ordinary. Becky likes to wear ordinary clothes instead of fancy ones. Becky likes to wear ordinary clothes instead of fancy ones.
The article begins. The internet is also a great platform.For cute and hilarious videos of kids.
Oh, and babies, okay. 所以呢，这个网络也是个给这个可爱以及爆笑影片一个非常棒的平台。What does hilarious mean?
Hilarious means really funny.
Okay.
I saw a movie last night that was hilarious. I could not stop laughing.
Oh, okay. Hilarious 就是有种搞笑爆笑的意思。So what was the movie?
The movie was called,
You don't know. Anyway,
I can't remember. I laughed so hard, I forgot.
Okay. Anyway, what's a platform?
A platform is an opportunity to express your ideas publicly. So it's a way to speak with everybody or show something to the whole world, a platform.
Nice, platform. 其实在本课当中有着平台的意思哦，它是个名词。For example, one of my favorite websites, Kickstarter, it's a funding platform for creative projects.
Okay. Joining the show, American Idol, is a great platform for young singers. I'll say that again.Joining the show, American Idol, is a great platform for young singers.
没错，对许多比较年轻的这个歌手来说，如果你参加 American Idol 和这个选秀的节目呢，就是一个非常好的平台哦。
The article continues to talk about the videos. Some show babies laughing.Eating in a funny way,
right. Or
even biting their brother's fingers.
I know that one. 所以其实我们常常在网络上看到很爆红的呢，都是跟这个小朋友可能很可爱的一些举止。那大家不知道有没有看过一个很可爱叫做 Charlie 的小宝宝，他咬了他哥哥的手，超痛的。So yeah, you're talking about Charlie bit my finger.
Exactly. Have you seen that one? How many times did you watch it?
A few times because I actually shared it with my friends and I showed it in class.
Yeah, you know, I don't usually like baby videos, but that one I watched about 10 times.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny enough. Okay, it was hilarious. Okay. It made me laugh for a long time. But, you know, what happens in that video is one little kid bites.
Ouch.
His brother's finger. I think it's his brother. So please explain bite.
Okay, bite 呢其实当然就是咬的意思啊。那在这里是当作动词来用。所以动词三条我们来顺便认识一下，就是 bite, bit, bitten. Okay, for example, some people bite their nails when they feel nervous. Okay. 另外呢在口语上 when we say...Go talk to him, he won't bite. Here we mean you should not be afraid to go talk to him. 所以常我们会说 he won't bite, 就是说哎不用怕他这样的意思，他又不会咬人。
You're talking about a person, not a dog, right?
No. Yeah, exactly. Definitely. We're not talking about a dog. Okay. 那另外呢 I like this really cute idiom. Okay. If you, I don't know if you use this idiom like a lot, which is bite the hand that feeds you.Okay. In Chinese, there's an almost equivalent translation for that. 其实字面上呢这句话就是咬着就是那个喂你的那只手就是咬着主人。所以它有点像我们中文呢就是恩将仇报或是忘恩负义还有就是那种类似像勾腰吕洞宾不是好人心就是你对你帮助你的人反咬一口 That's really, really bad.
My parents used to say that to me.If ever I was rude or something like that, because they were feeding me, so...
They sound strict.
Don't bite your parents.
Okay.
Okay, so here's an example. The puppy happily plays and bites a bone. The puppy...Happily plays and bites a bone.
那个小狗很开心地玩耍并且咬了一根骨头。
All right. So some videos are just funny...But others reveal future stars.
Wow, 所以有些影片好笑归好笑，不过另外一种影片却可以展露星星的崛起，就是会他们会红这样子的意思哦。And who are we talking about?
We're talking about Sophia Grace and Rosie.
Oh.
Sophia Grace and Rosie are...A great example of this. They became stars. So you've seen them.
Yeah, 他们就是非常好的 example, 例子哦。So tell us more about Sophia Grace.
All right. Sophia Grace is an 8-year-old with a great singing talent.
真的 ,Sophia Grace 她虽然只有八岁但是她有非常棒的这个唱歌的 talent, 就是天赋。
Her younger cousin Rosie doesn't sing much, but dances and gives emotional support.
That's so sweet. 她比较小的可能 cousin 就是可能是表妹或堂妹。虽然呢她完全在舞台上是给这个 Sophia Grace 唱歌可是她在旁边会怎么样一旁做动作然后给她一些 emotional support. What does that mean?
Emotional support, it just helps you feel better.
Emotional
has to do with emotions or feelings, you know, like happy, sad,
emotional?
scared. I get emotional. I need emotional support sometimes.
Okay.
I'm glad you're here with me.
Great. Okay. So emotional 就是情感丰富的。那 support 呢? Support? Could you explain a little bit too?
Support is encouragement and help that you give to someone because you want them to do a good job.
Oh, I see. 所以其实 emotional support 就是支持跟鼓励，就是有些人有没有觉得他如果站在你旁边就觉得，哦，他好像让你会感觉比较自在。
Yeah, okay. Let me give you an example.
Okay, okay.
We showed support for our country with flags at the WBC.
Okay.
Let me say it one more time.
Okay.
And then you can explain it.
Right.
We showed support for our country with flags at the WBC.
OK, 我们在这个用着这个国旗在 WBC, 就是我们的经典赛啊表示我们对我们国家的支持 Woohoo!
OK, you're talking about baseball, right?
Right!
The World Baseball Classic. And how did Taiwan's team do this year?
I think the first two ones were really good, but then...I was really disappointed and sad when it reached to the one against Korea and Japan. And then, yeah,
well,
the rest of it.
They had some great games, and a lot of fans gave them support. They went to the games, they watched it on TV. I even saw people on the street outside restaurants looking inside the windows to watch the game. So lots of support.
我们要支持棒球 Yes, okay.
All right, so back to this last sentence.
Okay.
Rosie, the little one, makes her partner, Sophia Grace, feel better and stronger on stage when she's singing and dancing.
Okay, 所以呢 Rosie 她的角色也很重要，她使她的这个搭档，也就是 Sophia Grace, 在台上会感觉你是很棒的，而且她会感觉更加 strong, 就是坚强这样的意思。
Okay, continuing now. The pair's...musical act became an internet sensation, and the two are now child stars.
Nice. Wow. 所以现在两个人的组合已经造成网络的 sensation. Sensation 就是指这个轰动的事件，或有些可能一些人事物会非常红。那现在两个人都是什么呢？ Child stars 就是童星啦。
And so another example of an internet sensation was the song from South Korea called...
Oppa Gangnam Style.
That's right.
Okay.
Are you going to dance?
No.
I'll give you emotional support. Will you dance?
It's like this or something. Okay. 所以它就是骑马大叔另外也是一个网络爆红的例子啦。
Okay. It's really amazing how a couple of fun videos can make ordinary people...Like you and me and you out there, famous, can make ordinary people famous.
没错，所以几个好玩的影片竟然可以捧红一般的素人哦 ,ordinary.
Okay, our last vocabulary word is ordinary. It means not usual or different in any way.
所以 ordinary 有着普通啦、平常这样的意思啊。所以如果要说 ordinary people 在这里有点像是素人这样的意思。Okay, so can you please give us an example sentence how we can use this?
Yeah, for example, Becky likes to wear ordinary clothes instead of fancy ones. Okay? Becky likes to wear ordinary clothes instead of fancy ones.
Why are you pointing at me?
Well, you're just a little fancier than me, okay?
Okay, so Becky 喜欢穿普通的衣服而不喜欢穿太花俏的穿着。Okay, I guess it's now time for our wrap-up.
Okay, let's go. All right. In part two, we talked about how the internet is great for sharing videos.
OK, 我现在在摆很奇怪的 pose, 因为我要 po 在网络上哦。没错，这个网络上分享的影片真的非常棒哦。
For some lucky and talented people, they become stars.
Excuse me, why are you not pointing talented at me?
Talented people.
Right, 所以对于有些很幸运的人或是很有天分的人他们就会变成 stars.
And I just heard that Justin Bieber became famous this way. Well, he is a huge star now. Very interesting.
没错，小贾斯汀呢也是这样爆红的哦。So how about you? You can post a video of yourself online and you never know, you might be the next, Sophia Grace and Rosie. Oh, we might be the next Sophia Grace and Rosie. How's that?
You know, I can't sing or dance, so I'm gonna have to bite your finger, okay?
You can bite my pen.
乐小聚会。
Hello everyone, I'm Evita. 回味已久的有甲尊答活动又来到现场。本日 A Plus 实用句也来跟大家介绍表达欢喜快乐情绪。那么首先我们先看一下句子， I'm on top of the 什么，到底在什么的顶端可以形容你雀跃的情绪呢？来呀、这位同学，
I'm on top of the house。
哎，不是哦，不过站在房子上有点危险了。来下一问，
I'm on top of the mountain。
很接近了，不过还不是正确答案。还有谁？还有谁？
哦，我这 I'm on top of the world 啦、
正确解答， Top of the world 在字面上是世界的高峰，但是各位同学们，你们可以想象一下，要是你能站在世界的最高峰，能够俯瞰世间万物，是不是很令人兴奋呢？因此 Top of the world 便衍生为一句惯用语，表示非常得意非常开心的意思。I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world. 也就是我雀跃无比。另外跟大家分享一首很经典的怀旧西洋老歌，叫做 Top of the World， 是来自于美国的木匠兄妹。在这边我很推荐他们的歌给同学们哦。他们的曲风偏向抒情软性的流行乐，所以可以听他们的音乐来学英文哦。
Chit chat。
猜猜看， I used to get up early.
Gone, I'm used to getting up early.
有什么不同呢？
当我们用 used to 后面就要接原形动词哦，是用来表示过去曾经如何如何，或者是过去经常怎么样怎么样哦，所以它指的是以前的情况或是以前曾经发生的事情哦。但是现在可能不这么做了，来举个例子比较清楚。像是我以前常去逛街买东西，可是我现在不这么做，我就可以这么说啦， I used to go shopping a lot. Or I used to like sashimi. 没错，我以前喜欢生鱼片，可是现在没有那么喜欢了耶。注意哦，如果我们要用 used to 用在否定句当中，它的句型则要这么用， did not used to 后面同样是接原形动词，像是 he didn't used to come here， 意思就是他以前不常来这边也。那如果用在疑问句当中，也要注意一下它的句型哦，就是 did 再接主词，然后接 use， 然后再接 to， 再接原形动词，像是 did you used to eat a lot， 就是诶，你以前会不会吃很多呢？不过呢， Laura 老师要提醒大家，很多人常常把 used to 和 be used to 给搞混。当我们用 be used to 后面就要接 doing， 就是动词 ing 或者是名词，就是表示一向习惯于做什么事情哦。像是 I am used to carrying big bags， 意思就是我习惯背这个大包包。 Or I'm not used to eating spicy food， 我不习惯吃辣的食物。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Used to 是表示过去时常做什么，而 be used to 是表示一向习惯于做什么。因此 I used to get up early 就是我以前常常早起，而 I'm used to getting up early 则是我习惯早起，不要搞混咯。
Internet crazes。
The internet is also a great platform for cute and hilarious videos of kids. Some show babies laughing, eating in a funny way, or even biting their brother's fingers. Others reveal future stars. Sophia Grace and Rosie are a great example. Sophia Grace is an 8-year-old with a great singing talent.Her younger cousin Rosie doesn't sing much, but dances and gives emotional support. The pair's musical act became an internet sensation, and the two are now child stars. It's amazing how a couple of fun videos can make ordinary people famous.
Platform. Joining the show, American Idol, is a great platform for young singers. Joining the show, American Idol, is a great platform for young singers. Bite. Bite. Bite, bit, bitten. The puppy happily plays and bites a bone. The puppy happily plays and bites a bone. Support. Support. We showed support for our country with flags at the WBC. We showed support for our country with flags at the WBC. Ordinary. Ordinary. Becky likes to wear ordinary clothes instead of fancy ones. Becky likes to wear ordinary clothes instead of fancy ones.